the most lasting memory would just be that of the great Bobby Mitchell and all that he had to overcome. As we well know, the Washington franchise was the last organization to integrate, to bring an African-American player to the team. So Bobby Mitchell came here amidst some very strong protests. He was really a pioneer for us, and so many people, black and white, cheered for Bobby Mitchell. He was a phenomenal football player, a phenomenal human being who still loves Washington, D.C. He and his wife, Gwen, and they are a pair. When two people get married, they become one. They are iconic citizens, as far as I'm concerned, and should be considered in that elite status. I remember when the late Robert F. Kennedy, God bless him, brought him into the fold. Their families became friends because he was certainly the example of courage and patience and perseverance, much like Jackie Robinson when he broke the color barrier in baseball. Bobby Mitchell was our Jackie Robinson in football in Washington, D.C., because unfortunately our owner at the time was unquestionably a virulent racist and had his hand forced by the Kennedy administration because, again, the stadium was on public grounds. So the Department of Interior had to enforce the terms of the lease, if you will, the arrangement there. So that's how Bobby Mitchell came in. But Bobby has become such an integral part of Washington, D.C. and the DMV for all of those years. So to me, that's how I identify. Yeah, there were some great rivalries in terms of action on the field, but much as we're seeing happening in the world of sports today, there's so much more that means so much more than the outcome of a game or what the series mark stands at right now. And Bobby Mitchell is the symbol of that for me.